The first module is about self-awareness, the first variable in the Crack the Girl Code. Have you ever heard the saying, you can't know where you're going until you know where you are? That's the basis of this module. Knowing yourself, your likes, dislikes, passions, wants, needs, and more importantly, what you really want in a woman. Once you know yourself and exactly what you want, you'll feel assured in who you are and begin to carry yourself in a way that exudes confidence and strength. Self-assurance comes from having a clear idea of your own wants and needs, your likes and dislikes, and who you are separate from the roles you play and the people you interact with. You can be given all the tools needed to talk to women and take them out, but if you don't have anything to offer past a few entertaining moves and conversations, then you'll be nothing more than a one-hit wonder with any woman you come across. Now, while I personally have no idea what it's like to grow up as a man, I will say that I know exactly what it's like to grow up not knowing myself. In my teen years, I was a bit of a wallflower. I wasn't the most social of kids, and I sure as hell wasn't very popular. In fact, being around pretty, popular girls gave me complete anxiety. Just so you know, I'm not a lesbian, but I totally relate to your confusion and frustration and fascination with pretty women. When I was around a pretty girl that I wanted to like me, I couldn't speak my mind. I agreed with everything they said, and they always befriended me, but I knew it was because I put them on a pedestal and did whatever they said. In my mind, I never thought I really measured up to them and always got way too nervous around these girls to ever say anything or speak up for myself. Because I didn't know myself, I didn't hold meaningful conversations, didn't have strong friendships, and wasn't really okay with how my social life was. I know for a lot of people, high school and teen years can be a bit awkward, but I was definitely more shy, quiet, and reserved than most, which I'm sure is ironic at this point, considering I now freely and openly talk to anyone and everyone. But we'll get to that in a second. It wasn't until I was 20 years old that I truly discovered the person inside me that I had always wanted others to see. When I was 20, I decided to get out of my comfort zone in Canada and go travel the world for the next couple of months, which turned into a year, with one of my best friends. This best friend happened to be one of the bubbliest girls I had ever met, and she would literally go outside for a cigarette and in a matter of minutes would make 5 new friends. I think I was friends with her because I so badly wanted to be just like her. I wanted to know how to make people like me. So 10 days into our trip, I started to get frustrated with my friend because everyone loved her. People would come knocking on our hostel door looking for her and wanting to go out with her, and I was simply the sidekick who would just, you know, tag along and stand in the corner. I decided I no longer wanted to be that girl. I wanted to be just like my friend and be that person that walks in a room and everyone noticed. The person that caught people's attention. The person that people wanted to know. So I asked my friend what her secret was, and she told me. She told me that a long time ago, her brother told her that if you want to be a person that others are attracted to, especially women, you gotta really know yourself and own who you are. I immediately understood what my friend was telling me and quickly realized I had no freaking clue who I was. I was so fixed on who everyone else was and what they wanted that I never took the time to get to know me, what I want, who I am. This knowledge started me on my mission to discover myself. I wanted to, needed to, find out who I was. Who's Marnie? What is she like? What doesn't she like? What drives her? What are her passions? Who is she away from her family and friends? Who is she outside of Toronto? Who is she at her core? Have you ever felt like you weren't sure who you were outside of your role as a son or an employee or a student or even a man? With the exception of being a man, that's exactly how I felt. So I took off to go find out, and find out I did. For the next 3 months while backpacking the East Coast of Australia, I was on a mission to discover me and push myself every day to do things that I was afraid of. First thing I did was get myself a rubber band to put around my wrist so that I could snap it whenever I wanted to do something that scared me. A rubber band that I still wear around my wrist today. Every time I saw someone I wanted to approach or talk to, or every time there was something I really wanted to do, I would snap the rubber band and then say 3, 2, 1, go. And I'd go for it. To this day, I still wear the band on my wrist, but I don't have to snap it as often. Actually, not even at all, really, because I just do what I want to do now. What this rubber band did was get me out of my head and get me present in my body. It also reminded me that I can do it. For the next 2 months, I practiced approaching random people on the street and saying hi, a feat that freaked me out initially, but over time it became second nature. I practiced saying what I wanted instead of being wishy-washy or non-opinionated. I practiced approaching groups of people and working my way into their conversation to the point that I was the center of the conversation and was able to get the group to do what I wanted to do and be happy about it. It was amazing, and my friend was noticing this change in me and treating me totally differently. She no longer treated me like the innocent little friend that she had to protect. She treated me as an equal and a friend she respected, which meant the world to me. In our last month, we split up because we wanted to do different things and then met up for our last week in New Zealand. I had been practicing on my own for a month, making new friends, hooking up with boys, basically having the time of my life, and hadn't even realized how much I had changed until I met up with my old friend. She and I went out to a bar, and while there, I decided to get the dance floor going since no one was on it. Obviously, somebody's got to get the party started. By the way, I am an awful dancer, so I got up on the dance floor and just started dancing for me in the goofiest way that I could. I didn't care if I was good or not. I then went up to tables and pulled people up to dance with me. And within a few songs, people were dancing and being goofy, just like I was. Then later in the night, they asked if anyone wanted to sing with the band. And I immediately jumped up on stage and sang with the band, something I would have never done before. After I got off stage, my friend said to me, "Who are you?" And I turned to her and I said, "I'm finally the real Marnie, the girl I always knew I could be." And she hugged me. I was no longer intimidated by pretty people, and I never stood on the sidelines anymore with nothing to say. Most importantly, that eager feeling inside me, which translated to neediness, was totally gone. I spoke with a clear, assertive confidence because everything I said was my own thought and feeling, and I always spoke up for myself. When I returned back home, people had no idea what had happened to me. People almost didn't recognize me just because of how incredibly different I was acting. And pretty soon, because I now knew exactly what I wanted for myself, I was attracting the most amazing experiences and people into my life. I knew what I wanted, so I did exactly what I needed to do to get it. When you dedicate your time to really finding out who you are and getting to know and love who you are, no matter who or what comes your way, women will see that. They'll respect it and they'll cherish it and you for as long as you let them. In fact, I'm about to get all science-y on you for a second. Women are biologically more inclined to desire men who are self-confident and have high levels of self-awareness. From an evolutionary point of view, these characteristics trigger women to view you as a more viable mate. A man who knows himself, knows his capabilities, knows his strength, knows how to utilize his strengths and his best assets to get what he wants. He is self-assured, and with that, women are sure of him as well, which is why getting to know you before you figure out women is essential to your success with women. So this module is dedicated to you. Before there is an us or that hot, amazing woman in your life, there has to be a you. You have to have a life. You have to know who you are and what you want. You have to state what you want. You have to know your boundaries. You have to be comfortable in your skin so that when you meet that amazing, awesome woman, you're not going to creep her out, scare her off, or lose her simply because her presence rattles you. And more importantly, you need to know how to turn yourself on and look at yourself as a confident, sexy, handsomely, charming, and irresistible man. Because until you do, no woman will. So, once again, I welcome you to the first module, which is all about you, in case you didn't get that the first time. In this module, you are going to discover who you are, where you are going, what and who you want. Female facts, myths, and urban legends. Now, before we can get to your best self, I want to clarify some of the myths and urban legends out there about women. These are things that you may have been telling yourself as excuses for why you're unsuccessful with women, and the main reasons why you are usually held and confined to one zone. The ideal man for every woman makes no room for excuses, which means that you and I have some air to clear before we continue. Below, I've listed several things that are going to keep you from having success with women and even all areas of your life. Once you remove these false beliefs from your worldview, you'll see a difference in the way you act, approach, talk to, date, and seduce women, and you'll have an entire world now open to you in the process. Myth. I must find a woman who has X, Y, and Z. Dr. Benjamin Carney from the Relationship Institute of UCLA told me about a psychological study performed to see if an individual's predetermined list of qualities a partner must possess holds up as a measurement of what they really want. They decided to perform this study using a speed dating environment where equal men and women were present. Prior to speed dating, they asked all participants to list what they wanted most in a partner. As a whole, men said looks were the most important to them, and women said a man's earning potential were most valued. Women on average listed looks as fifth most important. just so you know. When the speed dating commenced, they asked everyone to rate each person on an attraction scale and on an earning potential scale, 10 being most attractive, top earning potential, and 1 being the opposite. You would think that at the end of the session, the men who said looks were the most important would have selected to further connect with the women they rated as a 10 for looks. You would also think that the women would feel a connection with the men, which they rated as 10 for earning potential. Not so. They found the participants' predetermined list of qualities had nothing to do with their selection of those that they felt a connection with. This means that the list of qualities that they had been using to select possible dating partners was bubkis. That means rubbish, garbage, false in Yiddish, okay? Just so you know. These lists of qualities are possibly limiting people from meeting their potential mates. Even worse, they're stopping people from finding the fun in the dating process because they may be adding too much rigidity to their selection phase. Not only do we have these lists for what kind of person we want in a partner, we also have these lists for ourselves in terms of the kind of person we think we want to be or don't want to be. The truth is, anytime you subscribe to a given set of lists, roles, or ideals, you're cutting yourself off to other possibilities, qualities, and opportunities to meet and become the type of person you want. Most men think that they too need to be a certain character or play a certain role in order to get women. You subject yourself to your own list of criteria regarding women, such as, I'm usually the funny guy, or I get girls because I'm the fun, daring type, not the sensitive sister. The only problem is women want it all, just like you do. We want the best of every world, which includes the funny, sexy, charming, adventurous, sensitive guy, all of which you can be without having to compromise any parts of yourself or trying to fit into a role you're not. So eliminate your set list of qualities and ignore others' lists because it may stop you from finding the woman that you ultimately want and becoming the man you ultimately want to be. Myth. The only way to make a woman happy in a relationship is to give her everything she wants. All right. A lot of guys get into relationships with women and think, okay, the only way to avoid arguments and make her happy is to just do everything she wants me to do. Wrong. These are the guys who become the relationship guy. You know, the kind of guy that every man is terrified of becoming. These are the men who sacrifice their friends for their females, start getting waxed because the lady is grossed out by his hairy back, even though he's totally fine with it. The guy who sacrifices game day with the boys for game night with other couples. Most guys get into relationships and forget that there was a strong, confident guy that we were actually attracted to. The guy who had his core group of friends that he played basketball with every Sunday, or the guy who read comic books before bed, or the guy who had Backstreet Boys on his Pandora station and had no shame in singing along to. Somewhere along the way, in order to make their ladies happy or avoid the nagging, complaining, and fighting, these guys lose themselves and become everything they think their woman wants, when really, their woman just wants them to be the guy she fell for first. The truth is, we want you to be yourself and stand up for yourself, even if it means standing up to us. We want you to know damn well that you can't make us happy because that's a job we have to do for ourselves. I know telling a woman no is not an easy feat because I'm a woman and you will fear my wrath if you say no to me and then have me cuddle next to you and say, okay, fine, 10 minutes later when I've cooled down and done it for myself. But with the right finesse and enough confidence backed by your new code for getting any woman you want, you'll be able to have complete control over who you are and who you want to be, regardless of what any woman wants in and from you, and consequently make women want you more because of it. Urban legend. The man who went from friend to lover just by waiting. Have you ever heard the story about the wimpy guy who was in love with a girl for 2 years? Well, what happened was this. He focused so much attention on this girl, listened to her complain about her boyfriends, went shopping with her, was her shoulder to cry on, and was there for her whenever she needed him. He was so focused on this one girl that he totally ignored other potential women because he was sure one day she would come around. Well, it turns out she did, and he didn't even have to say anything. One day, the girl turned around to him and said, "Oh my God, why hadn't I ever noticed you before? You are exactly the man I want and have always needed. I love you and want to have sex with you every day to make up for the lost time." You want to know why you haven't heard this story before? Because it didn't happen and it's never going to happen. Like I said earlier, being in the friend zone and not moving from it comes from a man's own lack of actions. If she's got an on switch for you as a friend and you don't turn on any of her other adventurous connection or sexual switches, she'll find somebody else who will. All of which I'll explain in further detail. Women don't just turn these switches on themselves out of nowhere based on your duration and dedication to her life, and using this semi-manipulation tactic of backrouting to attraction will always fail. Don't ask to be a friend if what you want is to get busy. Ask to get busy. Okay, now that we've cleared the air on some misconceptions you may have had about yourself regarding women, allow me to explain the real importance of you first. Why are we doing this? So why spend all this time figuring out what kind of man you are and what it is you want first? Well, let me explain. Attraction for women is based more on your behaviors and your intangible qualities. While you, like most men, can probably feel instant attraction to a woman based on her looks, a woman relies less on physical appearances and financial success than she does on other qualities. The three main qualities that women are inherently attracted to are character, strength, and value, all of which are contained within a self-aware and self-assured man. Women can intrinsically detect these qualities in you based on how you carry yourself, and also by the way you make her feel. Remember, women feel. They don't think. They feel you. While there are three qualities women want in a man, they're actually manifested through your confidence, level of fun, and how proactive you are. A man who behaves with confidence is relaxed, decisive, and can take leadership, is considered strong. A man who can have fun with himself and others and who also has a proactive approach on life gives value to a woman. When we ladies are around a man who has all these qualities, we can relax, let our guards down, and fall into our feminine roles. Once we're in our truly feminine states, we feel relaxed, sexy, empowered, and secure. And turned on. We're able to feel more sexually feminine when we're around a confident masculine man. There's also a very delicate balance between these three characteristics. Not only do you have to maintain a fine balance, but the balance also changes as your interaction with women progresses. This is a very powerful secret that not only do most men not know, most people don't even know. During the beginning of your interactions, the most important quality is strength, which is demonstrated by your level of confidence and your leadership capabilities. During this stage, you shouldn't just focus on demonstrating character. However, please remember that courtesy is not a weakness. Don't explicitly avoid being a courteous gentleman for fear of being viewed as weak or too nice. Courtesy isn't considered weakness unless it's done at the expense of yourself as a means to impress women or make them like you more. This means doing things for women if it inconveniences you, or saying things you don't mean because you want to make a woman feel nice about herself. We can sniff out insincerity a mile away, and that is what we consider weakness. I call this the nice guy manipulation. This is just as unattractive as trying to be a bad boy or a badass for the sake of attempting to attract a woman. When you have genuine confidence in yourself, you're doing something because you want to, not because you think it'll get you something in return. The reason you see so many jerks getting girls is because cocky guys actually think they're awesome. They look at themselves and think, I don't care what anybody else thinks. I'm going to be myself. Even if who they are is disrespectful, loud, and obnoxious, women still respect them as being men who are genuine and confident. It's this trait alone that drives women wild, not their actual jerkiness. I don't even know if that's a word, but now it is. But confident behavior and qualities, inner peace and strength, these things are completely learnable, especially when you know yourself and when you are in relation to those traits right now in your life. So the first step to doing that is finding out who you are and strengthening your belief in that guy. You gotta believe you're 100% awesome and recognize your own value and self-worth. Once you fully understand who you are at your core, you can drill down your intentions for yourself, for your life, and for your relationships with women, and finally discover and build up your own fundamental values. All of this will lead to gaining mastery of your own wants, desires, and goals, and allow you to achieve internal strength and calm. Drilling down your intentions is an especially important goal throughout this process, because if you don't know what you want, you won't fully know what it takes to have it. It's like going into the grocery store without a list and wandering around aimlessly until something catches your eye. When you have a clear goal and intention in mind, your vision shifts in ways that will allow you to only focus on what you need to do in order to achieve that desired goal, and you'll always achieve it once you know what your goal is. The second step involves putting your newfound purpose to practice. The only way to get what you want is by asking for it, going out and practicing. If you're waiting for things like money, power, women, anything to come to you, you're going to be waiting for a long time. Trust me. Women find men of action incredibly sexy, and they want men who take leadership in their lives. They're attracted to men who recognize and know their own worth and go after any and everything they want without question or doubts. Even if you're fat, bald, or poor, women want a strong man with character and value, not a guy who second guesses himself and puts himself down. So once again, this module is all nailing down the first variable in the Crack the Girl Code, which involves learning all about you and becoming 100% sure of the man you are. We're going to take the time to discover the core of who you are, achieve the utmost self-understanding and self-acceptance, and then eliminate any negative thoughts to replace them with positive ones. Because once you start thinking positively about yourself, women will too. Once you take the time to get to know yourself better, women will want to take the time to know you in return. A man who is self-assured is and always can be himself at his core, no matter what comes his way. He doesn't break under stress, nor does he compromise who he is for the sake of others. He knows his faults, his limitations, his strengths, his weaknesses, and more importantly, he knows that no matter what or who enters his life, he can and does handle absolutely anything life throws his way. Through his confidence and assurance, other people are confident in him. Without self-assurance, you may get a girl, you may get some girls, but you won't get the girl for you, the one or ones you actually want. So how are we going to do this? To help you get started on becoming the self-aware, self-assured man that drives women wild, I've compiled a handful of exercises for you to complete. Your goal is to do all of these exercises for the next week or so. Remember, take no longer than 3 weeks, and to continue doing so throughout the duration of this course. All of them are geared towards helping you better understand who you are right now and where you want to be. They're here to facilitate your own understanding of how you present yourself to the world, and more importantly, to women around you. Once you have a better understanding of the man you portray in the world, we're going to work on figuring out your wants and needs and then getting you out there to go get them. All I ask is that you be 100% honest with yourself in answering the questions and doing the exercises. There is no right or wrong way to answer any of the reflective questions. These are here to bring awareness to the kind of man you are and to help highlight and bring out the very best aspects of that man. More importantly, I want you to have fun. If you find yourself getting confused or frustrated or even downing yourself, take a step back, recall why you're doing this, and remember that the only person you have to answer to in all of this is you. So good luck, and I'll speak to you soon.